Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring in regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 10 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Mariana Lechuga. Mariana is a translator with more than 13 years of experience, now getting used to the new era of AI. So Mariana, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you very much, Anita.
From your perspective, how is AI reshaping your future of your industry?
Well, it has changed a lot because, as you know, the translation is right now changing a lot. It has been changing since Google. It has been changing, but well, I use Google once in a while or when I have a question. But right now, I have seen that the AI has changed like so much right now in the company that I'm working with. We have like a specific software that is an AI translator. So I'm getting used to it because I have to be more active in that area. And also I have to be more into the new era that is coming, because a lot of people that I work with, they're like panicking because they're like, oh my God, what can we do? What can we do right now or whatever? And it's like really hard because we feel like if we are like there's like a problem there, you know, that we really need to solve in what in the area of translation. And it's really hard for us. But as I told my colleagues all the time, maybe it's a new opportunity to have like a new beginning, a new path, you know, because sometimes we see this like a problem, but we can also be friends with AI.
Yes, totally.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I am very interested in, number one, knowing how this AI software works for translating, and also on why your colleagues are worried. Like I've heard, oh, AI is going to take my job. Is this the kind of worry that they have?
Yeah, totally. Each one of the translators I work with, they're like trying to understand that and they're worried because you can put right now file that is with images and with all the text and also with a lot of text with different languages. Mm-hmm. And now you get the translation like if a human is doing it. Of course, the all the technologies have like this, I see them like a period of making the things go well, you know, but at the same time I think that they have problems right now. For example, the AI that I work with right now is having some problems, and the people is not really happy with it, and they try to like, well, you know, I prefer that you translate, you person translate it, because it's like so different. But I'm like, well, you know, I know that, but if the company that is working with us is giving us that that software or that thing that is working with us, we have to use it because of the numbers, because they are like, you have to use it because we are trying to save money for the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the college, the people that work with me, the translators are like really worried about that. But I am telling them, you know, be a friend with the AI, because it's something that is going to help us, you know?
It's here to
It's going to
stay.
help us.
It's here to stay. But one very important thing that I think is has to do with this is AI is a tool.
Yes.
It's not here to replace you. It will replace you if you want to, but someone has to monitor it. So if you learn how to use AI, you are going to keep your number one, your job safe, and number two, you will be more productive because it's a tool. So if you learn how to use the tool, who's going to take your job then?
Exactly. And for example, it had it, the tool has helped me a lot, for example, with the time, because sometimes I have like five translations and I am like, well, I can't do everything by my own. And I use the tool, and then the time is like so much better for the delivery and everything. And I can have more work, and I can reach all the areas, and I only do like this review of the translation, and it's like, for me, it's better. But you have to be friendly with the tool. You have to know how to use it, because if you use it and you say, well, I'm going to send it like this and nothing, maybe you're going to lose even a client, because if you send something that is wrong, or is with the bad grammar or something, you are going to lose. And it's not going to be the fault of the tool. It's going to be your fault, because you're making you're sending to the client all this.
And you know, I think it's interesting, and you mentioned this. Now I can have five translations at the same time.
Oh,
So
yeah.
right now, you're not there with the hammer and the stone, you know, like just like hammering the stone. You are managing a crew. That will make you money. Like hammering the stone will not make you money. Managing
Totally.
the crew will make you money, will get you to be more productive. And also, like, it will allow you to live life. Like, you're being more productive, you're doing more work,
Oh, yeah.
and also you're doing it, I don't know,
Yes.
in less time.
Yes,
And you can just
totally.
go and live life on your own terms.
Yes, and as I told my translators, you have to use it. Don't be like so stupid that you don't use it. You have to be friend, and you need to use it, because it's here to stay. So
Exactly.
you have to use it no matter what, even though you don't want it. You have to use it.
Yes, it's here to stay. Like, just like any other advancement in history, like cell phones were not well received. They were supposed to be a fad. Internet was supposed to be a fad. Cars were supposed to be a fad. Electricity was supposed to be dangerous. Like, now we have electric cars that have internet, and we can make calls inside of them, you know.
Totally.
So yeah, it's here to stay, and we need to learn how to use it and learn how to live with it.
Totally. And you know, when some things change, all the changes are scary for people. Every change in your life, in your job, whatever, is really scary. But you have to learn how to be with that, to use that to not to be afraid of that, you know. You have to overwhelm that and to do whatever you want to do it, because you ha will always have challenges in your life, and this one is a big challenge, because there are like, also, for example, there's a lot of translators that don't use technology, that are like 60 years old, 70 years old, 50 years old, and they don't know how to use it. And I try to introduce them to this new tool, to the so you can use it, and you can have like more projects, you can have more clients. But they are like, oh, I'm not sure, because you know, I am not into it. I don't know how to even to turn on a computer or whatever. And I'm like, well, you have to change, because then if you have like, for example, three clients, no, and you work with them, and then you come and you have like another person that is so fresh with all this tool and everything, and they can have like more translations done and with more in less time and everything, they're going to take you your job, and it's not going to be the tool, it's going to be the person that is that know how to use the tool, that know how to do everything, and you're going to stay in the past. So,
Yes,
and every
that's how you get left behind.
yeah, totally. You have to be active in this process, and even though we don't like them, and even though we don't like all the tools that are coming, and even though we don't get them, we have to use them, and we will have to be friends with the tools and with all the technology that is coming. And well,
Exactly.
it's a good thing. I see it like a good thing. I see it like it has helped me a lot, a lot.
I did, yes. I mean, I love it. I love AI. I love technology. And there's a, it can be overwhelming because there's a universe of AI tools out there, and you might not even need them all. You might only need one or two, and those are the ones that you need to master. We don't have to be like, oh, I'm super techie. No, like just learn to use the one tool that helps you best. And I think that's the way to go. But hey, Mariana, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, you can serve they can search me in Instagram. I will send you so you can put it down there. Right now I'm working with market with a lot of marketing, a lot of laws. I can translate everything. Right now I'm starting to start my own team with a lot of translators. We're working on it. It's not easy because of we are in Mexico, so it's not easy. We have a lot of competition and everything, but we're into it. But yeah, you can reach me on LinkedIn also. I'm right there on LinkedIn, so right there are all my data.
Perfect.
Thank
So
you.
we're going to wrap from here. Thanks ever again, Mariana Lechuga, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting her Instagram or LinkedIn. They will be in the show notes. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.